Welcome back. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q. I'm lead pastor here at Reed's Chapel, Church of God in Grandview, Tennessee. And our devotion for today, kind of a tough one, but a very wonderful promise of ours. It is Mark chapter 11, verse 24, and we will get right into it. It says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Now, that word desire there, if we look, it just says whatever you ask for, whatever you desire, whatever you, better word here, require. I like that much more. Whatever you require, that's a little bit better than just desire. Whatever you require, so you can just add a little footnote there. Whatever you require, ask, and it shall be given you, right? But you have to believe. We see the scripture says, that if any man doubts, right, that man is double-minded. He shall receive nothing from the Lord. And so, you know, we must come to God in faith. We cannot even please God without faith. And anything outside of faith is sin, according to the Bible. So that is a wide range, and that's also why we need Jesus. Of course, he will continue that sanctification process in us. We will go from glory to glory, but we're still looking at him almost through a dim glass, a stained glass, and we won't be as him until we are face to face. We can be like him, though. And one of his requirements is that you believe, have faith that God will give you the things you require. I love that when you look that word up in the Greek, right? The original manuscripts of the New Testament are in Greek. So if you look up that word desire there in the Greek, it also means require. So that is that makes a little bit more sense. And obviously, God knows what we require. He says that he knows before you even ask what you need. And so our job is to have faith and believe that God is a provider and a provider of our needs, that he will give us what we require. I'll run out of many's of times where I needed God to show up. I had things that were required, jobs, situations, miracles. The list really, with me, I could sit here all day and tell you testimony after testimony of how I required things from the Lord. And inquired him, right, to give me based on his will, not my own, right? A lot of times we pray, and the Bible says we pray amiss, that we may consume it upon our lusts. We're just praying because we want things, we want to covet things. That's not what this is talking about. These are things that you require, right? According to the will of God. And so I've said prayers many times, and God has answered in a wonderful way, specifically too. And, you know, you might not get all your prayers answered, okay? But you humble yourself before the mighty hand of the Lord, submit yourself to his will, and anything you pray, whatsoever things you require, right? We when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, we do want to come against the Word of Faith movement here because we're not talking about Word of Faith. Word of Faith is, you know, I require a jumbo jet so I can fly private and I don't have to buy plane tickets anymore, but I'm going to spend millions of dollars on my private jet. That, I don't think that falls into this category here, or mansions, or the nice cars, or really anything to do with materialism, okay? That's kind of the American idea that we ask God for things and He gives us things. No, God is a little bit more concerned about spiritual things. So obviously, you know, I would advise that you begin asking first for spiritual things. And this is really what the Bible points us to. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's spiritual things. And then it says, all these other things will be added to you. And it actually says, don't ask for these other things. That's what the world does. You see here? And so God will give you whatsoever you require spiritually, okay? I believe He has added things unto me that I did want as well. Obviously, I'm not a millionaire, and I'd love to have $1 million, right? That's not the contextual idea of the scripture here. The idea is, what do you require spiritually? God has shed His blood on the cross, and He has given it all. And it says that He will bless you with every spiritual blessing because He is seated on the right hand and we are joint heirs with Him. And so you have every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And so that is what we believe. That's what we need to believe for. And remember, when you pray about spiritual matters. It says the material matters will be added to you, but you are to seek first the kingdom of God. So just meditate on some of those verses. I'm not a good chapter verse quoter. I'm more of just the word quoter, as you can tell. So maybe go back, search some of those words up that I was mentioning, and you'll find the scriptures to them. Because they're in there. But I just want to encourage you, pray to God for spiritual matters, for the kingdom of God. Seek you first the kingdom of God. All these other things are going to be added. Don't worry about them like the rest of the world worries about them. Worry and pray. I don't want to say like worry, but you concern yourself with spiritual matters and whatever you require spiritually. God will give it to you, and He will also bless you along the way with material things. Let's put that to practice. Let's pray in faith. If you need deliverance, believe God will deliver you. If you need healing, believe God will heal you. If you need breakthrough, believe God will break through in your situation. If you need gifts, it says seek the best gifts, right? These are spiritual matters. Believe that God will give you these. Whatsoever you require, pray, and when you pray, believe, and you will have it, according to the word of the Lord in Mark 11, verse 24. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q. And we will see y'all tomorrow. God bless.